And we're talking to the Mayor, the Right Honourable Mayor, Councillor David Over, and we're also talking to the lovely Mayoress, Jackie Over. How do you choose the charities?
It's quite difficult because coming into it blind, you don't really know the charities. As an everyday councillor, you get invited to things in your ward, but you hear very little about anything else. Sue Ryder would be the only exception. So when we were elected to be mayor, we actually had to look at what charities we were going to support. And we went through this procedure, said we wanted to support an adult charity, or a charity that was focused on adults with disadvantages, and we wanted to focus on children as well. So on one hand, we went to Navy, Army, Air Force, of which we owe so much to, and this is a long-term charity. And it,
That's SAPA, isn't it?
And they have been instrumental in a lot of things that we've been doing over the course of the last few weeks, because I think we've only been mayor and mayoress for 6 weeks. It seems a lot longer, but nevertheless, it's only 6 weeks.
I have to tell you, David, you're bearing it up well. You really
And then we go with the children and Little Miracles, for instance. And then something else that I came across as a councillor and the chairman's in my ward, and that's Shine, and it's for children with spina bifida, and something else, and I can't pronounce it. And when I was mayor,
why does it forget Helios?
That's exactly right. When I was mayor, when I announced it in front of the whole council, I still messed it up, so I just say spina bifida. So we've got young people, adults, we've got people with mental challenges, if that's the right term, and we've got people with physical challenges, and that's how we came about it.
And Shine, of course, are based in Parkway, and Darren Bowers, the councillor, is he the chairman there?
I think he's publicity. And the president is Richard Astle, who's doing marathons this year, and he actually lives in my ward, and I know him very well.
Okay, we're talking about Shine. You say you don't know much about them, and Shine, they're actually very good, because they deal with people with spina bifida. Mm-hmm. And you're saying the way you chose your charity. Do you find, will you be going to find out more about them? You know, will you be talking to anybody?
Yes, I think I've got a good understanding about what they do. What I don't know is how they do it. For instance, I was shocked to learn that spina bifida still exists today. And I was interested to see what the money was being raised for, and whether progress was being made, or whether it was just supportive. And it was like that with all my charities. You obviously know about Little Miracles, for instance, but I just don't really know how the money's spent. And so the course of this year, not only do I want to bring these charities to the forefront of many people's consciousness, but I just really want them to show people where the money and where the effort is all being spent.
Talking during a break about the charities and stuff, and we've just got to mention the fact that Shine does not only just spina bifida, but hydrocephalus. Is that right?
Hydrocephalus.
There you go. Because I think we missed the point there, you know what I mean? Now, you've got some events coming up, haven't you, David?
We have a number of events. I'm fortunate in having a charity committee that meets roughly once a month. We've met twice now. The Facebook page has gone up, the Mayor's Charities, which is coming along very well. And you can gain access to the charities through that. One of the things that we're planning, and you must appreciate that to put on an event can take months of planning. One of them is a penny mile. And this is to take over the pedestrian areas of Peterborough and lay pennies and two pence pieces in a line all the way around the Cathedral Square, Midgate, Westgate and Bridge Street, and see how much we can raise that way. SAFRA have volunteered to do the security to make sure that nobody comes along and takes one or two pennies for souvenirs or anything. There's a ball for Little Miracles coming along in the next few weeks. And quite simply, watch this space, because over the course of the next few months we will be having a number of events, and these will largely supplement what the individual charities are doing. For instance, Shine at the moment, their chairman is doing a number of marathons, and we wouldn't want to overshadow any of his work. Once the marathons are finished, then we will go back and see what we can do. For instance, there is an event at the Paul Pry in the next few days, which everybody's welcome to.
absolutely amazing. The Mayor, Councillor David Ober, and the lovely Mayoress, Jackie Ober, thank you for coming to Pete Rep and talking to us.
Pleasure.
The charities they've chosen this year are Shine for Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus, and also SAFA, the Forces Charity, and of course Little Miracles. And there are going to be events coming out, and as soon as we know about those, as Councillor David Ober said, the Mayor, we will be letting you know how you can get involved or where they're going to be. Brilliant stuff.